From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A California Assembly investigation into complaints of sexual harassment by Democrat Christina Garcia has found the most severe allegations to be unsubstantiated. But it did substantiate lesser complaints against the Assemblywoman, who's been a leader of the Me Too movement in Sacramento. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
The investigation from an outside law firm did not substantiate the two biggest complaints against Garcia, both from 2014, that she cornered and groped another lawmaker's male staffer after the legislative softball game, and that she made one of her own male aides play spin the bottle in her hotel room. Garcia was found to have used vulgar language around staff, used staff for personal matters, and spoken disparagingly about other assembly members. Speaker Anthony Rendon says he's removing her from all committee memberships and requiring her to take sensitivity training and individual sexual harassment training. In a statement, Garcia apologized and said she'll do everything in her power to make amends for her past. The former staffer who reported the groping incident at the softball game says he has serious concerns about the investigation and is considering an appeal. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, a new voter initiative that would give baby boomers in California more incentive to move to pricier homes has qualified for the November ballot. Capital Public Radio's Chris Nichols has that story.
The new measure would give California homeowners who are 55 and older and move to a more expensive home within the state a big financial break. Their property tax on the pricier home would be discounted in connection with the sales price on the home they are leaving. Supporters, including the California Association of Realtors, say the measure would ease the state's housing crunch by freeing up much-needed inventory. But for local governments, the measure could mean the loss of about $150 million in revenue each year, a figure that the Legislative Analyst's Office says could eventually grow to $1 billion annually. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.